I love when people keep on trying to call me during the morning show when I'm trying to host a show and they know I'm doing a show. That's great.
Oh, he's not doing anything. I wonder if he can step away from the mic for a second and start talking to me.
Maybe it's something important.
Got vibrating pockets over here. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's a gay bomb in my pocket, isn't it? Bringing us naturally to this deal. Keep in mind, this is from 1994.
Edward Hammond of Berkeley's Sunshine Project tracks military spending. He used the Freedom of Information Act to obtain this proposal from the Air Force's Wright Laboratory to build what's been called a gay bomb.
The Ohio Air Force Lab proposed that a bomb be developed that contained a chemical that would cause enemy soldiers to become gay and to have their units break down because all of the soldiers became irresistibly attractive to one another.
Yeah. Military spending, gotta love it. They come up with some interesting stuff, don't they?
That brings a whole new meaning to make love, not war.
Yeah. No joke. What, you're supposed to, you throw the gay bomb out there, it goes off, and you know everyone's machine gunning at that moment, and they just drop their weapons, pull out some pillows out of nowhere, start pillow fighting, and they're wearing Speedos and the whole deal. Right?
Is that the Speedos magically appear on their hips.
It's like Schmidt's Gay, that old SNL sketch. Yeah. What? So, no, they never spent any money in developing this deal, but yeah, this just came out yesterday that this was actually a proposal at one point. Hey, let's get some money and try to develop a gay bomb. Throw it at your enemy. They're all assumably a heterosexual male. And then, it'll turn them homosexual, and there you go. They'll have no choice. Yeah, gunfire is coming down around them, but they can't resist it. They just got to do the thing.
Oh, my gosh. That would be just hilarious to watch the start of it. Them, throw down their guns and look at each other and be like, hey.
Yeah. Well, you don't know. I mean, it has to be. I don't know if this would be from an air raid or if it's just like a grenade-type device, you know, that they would throw. So if you think, if it's portable enough, you got to think maybe someone tries to smuggle one out for their own amusement at some point in time, right?
Yeah.
I've been in the situation before where I wish I had one, right? Where, hear me out a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, don't jump into any conclusions just yet. Because I find this guy attractive, Jerry Ann.
Oh.
Yeah. If you're at Sausage Fest or something, there's two girls there. Throw it in there. Boom. And then, the guys stop paying attention to the girls. They start paying attention to each other. The girls start paying attention to each other. And I go and wedge myself between. Easy as that. See? You could use it for fun and interesting things. And I'm sure there's some other ideas out there, right? For a different kind of bomb that could change human behavior, right?
Mm-hmm. They could do a musical bomb.
How would that go?
Where you drop it and some chemical disperses that makes them feel like they're living in a musical. So at any given time, they start singing and dancing.
Oh, it's like an instant USO show.
Yeah.
Just right there.